All right, and welcome to another awesome episode of the Best Bleeping Beer Show. This week is real special, and all throughout the month of October, it is super special. It is college month. We have teamed up with Clarion Beverage, and we're doing the beer show college style, and we have an awesome co-host for you here this afternoon. How you doing, Coach?
Doing well. Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Coach Jana Ashley, head coach of the female basketball team, alongside my co-host, Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
Oh, man, I'm just happy it's Friday and looking forward to drinking this beer, to be honest. Super. And we got Coach in the building. We're going to be talking about B-ball and everything they have going on over at the university. Big things coming your way, including a new home. So I'm excited to kind of, you know, maybe get a little inside edition on that.
Yeah, man, super excited to have Coach on the beer show. Now, I've had beers with you off the record. You know, we've met at a couple of the local watering holes, Mechanistic. We've been there. Where else have we seen each other?
CRBC,
yeah.
All the time.
Most recently, yeah, all the time. And so
in the,
it's real special.
In the Mug Club.
Right, yeah, man, super excited about that. So, yeah, awesome. Teamed up with Clarion Beverage. College beer show happening now. Super.
Yep, of course.
Awesome.
Clarion Beverage bringing you singles, six packs, 12 packs, cases, and kegs. Go down there today. Check out something new. They really have a great selection right now of the Oktoberfest and those pumpkin beers. So if you're looking to try some new things, now's the time to do it. I always love fall season for beer shopping. Are you into that? What's your favorite beer season? I feel like you could go seasonally with this on the beer topic.
I would go winter if I'm at CRBC.
You're a dark beer person.
They do the liquid long johns in the winter, and the way the weather gets around here, you need a little bit of that.
Right, a little extra help. So you're the winter. I'm a summer beer person.
I can go for summer too.
I can do a summer shandy.
You like this? See, like, coaches all over the place. Like, she can do anything from like a double IPA, real ramped up, hoppy, high alcohol percentage, to a shandy, which is more like almost a wheat hybrid style of beer, which is kind of like sweet, lighter. So that's cool. You're kind of versatile.
My go-to year-round would be Guinness.
Okay.
I feel like there's...
So you like those darker,
Guinness,
heavier beers.
Guinness can fit into
See
any
what
season.
I'm saying, Kristen?
Wow.
I like that for sure. Okay,
so now we know where you are with this, which I'm glad to know. Now, are you mainly a beer person, would you say?
I would say I'm mainly a wine person, actually.
Oh, wow.
I drink a lot of red wine. I've made a couple trips to Napa and got a few things I really like.
Wow.
But I also grew up in the South, and I don't think you could ever say no to a bourbon on the rocks.
Right, so.
for sure,
man. See,
Definitely. So
diverse, you know, and I like that. Probably similar to your coaching style, you know? Mixing it up, doing some different stuff, taking different approaches.
I have to be ready to adapt.
Right. Make changes.
Well, let's adapt to drinking beer on a Friday afternoon.
Let's do it.
And
let's
look at this haze as you guys hold this up. This is the Hazy Little Thing IPA from Sierra Nevada. Beautiful, golden, bright yellow with really a haze and a ton of bubbles. Lots of bubbles.
Right.
What does that mean, Espo?
The bubbles, that is like... Well, when you swirl it around your glass, they call it the legs in wine, but this is lacing in beer. So kind of how that foam head rides the side of the glass, different bubbles, different aromatics you're going to be getting. And as some people say, the quality of the beer can be had in the bubbles. You know, if it's more fine and evenly based, then the beer might be just more of like a light, regular beer. But
basic.
If you look through this beer, there's big bubbles, small bubbles, medium bubbles of all size. So yeah, man.
So that's
which
so
is
a
sign of
quality.
A good beer. Yeah, man. Better
okay.
quality. Pretty cool. So this is what is it? The Little Something Hazy IPA, Sierra Nevada, right?
Yeah, Sierra Nevada.
Right.
And right out of California. 6.7% alcohol. So this is a little ramped up, I would say. Typically Espo picks like a session IPA. We're really into lighter alcohol things.
Okay.
Like 4.5, 5, 5.5. He turned it up
for me today, then.
He did.
For
so
sure.
we had some thought about that. You'll see the last beer was picked out just for you.
Right.
But,
Coach, what do you smell?
We knew we could go heavy.
What do you smell in the nose? Do you smell some malts? Do you smell hops? What are you smelling there?
Super hoppy.
Right.
Me.
Yeah, very hoppy for sure. They put six hops in this beer. You got the Citra, the Magnum, Simcoe, Comet, Mosaic, and El Dorado all in one beer. So yeah, they ramped up the hop performance there. What about color? What would you call that color right there? Hold that beer up to the light. What is that looking like for you?
It's like that. For me in the light, it's like a bright yellow, but it's hazy, obviously. Yours, like, as I'm looking at it in your glass, it's like a lot darker. So I don't know. Right.
I'm gonna go with not quite the Clarion Vegas Gold. Maybe a little more yellow than that, but you know, pretty close.
The Clarion Vegas Gold, man, official color drop there with the color for sure, man. Yeah, I like that color too. It is nice gold, kind of like
it's beautiful.
A little hazy, which is what it's supposed to be. That's that haze. You can't really see through it, which is nice. Nice cloudiness.
But do you think that's just flavor. Because they don't filter this beer? That's the idea.
Yeah,
it's like,
man,
an unfiltered IPA.
Yeah, and they even wrote this here about the beer. Some beers need a little polishing before entering the world, while others, the top-heavy, rowdy crowd pleasers, should just be left alone. They package Hazy Little Thing in its raw glory. Unfiltered, unprocessed, straight from the tanks into the can. It's a swirling cloud that likes to shake things up. A fruit-forward hop adventure for the daring. Gold, bold, and make tonight a hazy one.
Unfiltered sounds a little bit like timeouts on my bench sometimes. Not playing so well. Sometimes maybe we need a filter for the crowd sitting behind the bench.
Put the filter in. How is the team looking? What's going on?
We're young. We are very very talented. Super excited. We're actually just finishing up. This is week 6 of our preseason. So next week, moving into full everyday practice, going from 5 days a week to 6 days a week, on the court every day now. So preseason has been a little bit more of the conditioning, the lifting, that kind of stuff. We will hit the basketball heavy. October 15th, the official start date for Division II basketball. So
very exciting
coming up next Tuesday.
How many ladies?
12 on the roster right now.
Okay.
6 returners from last year, 6 new players.
So they're like half and half there.
4 freshmen. So young, very talented. Sometimes it looks really, really good, and I want to drink a beer, and sometimes it doesn't look so good, and we look young, not quite gelling together yet, and I need a drink on that end too. So.
Right, definitely understand, man. Trying to keep the corral and morale high for the team, good spirits, and kind of, you know, dealing with young players, there's a lot more you have to do as a coach. You have to start from the beginning all over again, right?
Oh, start from the beginning. Don't assume anything.
Right.
A lot of teaching, a lot of slowing down the process.
Right.
Rather go a little bit slower now, make sure they get it, instead of trying to rush into things as you could maybe with a more experienced group. And then realizing we have to take a step back.
Yeah,
so.
Because, not to cut you off, but I've seen a couple of games in your coaching style, very fast-paced. You like to move the ball, swing the ball down low, tight on defense, real big on takeaways. And you've had some star players down there in the paint. You've had some tall ladies
dominate
for you.
And we had one player who is in particular coming back from an injury last season, didn't play last season, 6'4 post player. So it'll be nice to get some size back in the paint for us to have that back there kind of as a safety net.
Right.
We can be even more aggressive out on the perimeter. So if you thought we were aggressive before, now we got a shot blocker in the paint, we can extend out even more.
For sure. And you have some nice shooters out there too. For sure. I saw that last year. They got a lot of defensive takeaways, and hoping to execute this time around with some of those power plays and fast breaks and kind of keep the momentum going forward. I noticed that about your style. You just keep the flow going. Play after play after play, you know, not looking back at the next, just progressing through the momentum of the game. And that's something that not all coaches can do. Very special, man. So hats off to you.
All of this conversation can relate back to brewing beer so much. Like, so many of the young breweries that are out there, and they really do need to slow down sometimes. And you see, whenever we talk about some of these bigger breweries, that you're like, oh, how do they make those IPAs so perfect? It's like, they have those professionals there that are, like, ready to go.
You've got the experience.
You're new on, you know what I mean? You don't have that much experience under your belt. And that's why I'm excited to try this next beer.
Right. But before we do that, Coach,
I
need a score from you on this one. 1 out of 10, how do you feel about the beer?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the 7.
All right. Why do you pick 7? What did it deliver? It is a hazy IPA. Did it deliver hop-wise? What do you think?
Hoppy, like it. good high alcohol content. I could go higher on that.
Right.
So as we go down the line, we'll see.
She's wild.
Yeah, Coach, like,
don't tell my players. That other beer, because I was going to get, like, too really intense.
Yeah, and I put it back, and now like, I kind of regret it. I know, right? I was trying to keep the fall theme. I didn't want to, like, divert too much. I wanted to give people their pumpkin spice and try to be favorable to the crowd, you know? So, yeah, Kristen, how do you feel about the beer?
I'll give it a 7, too. It's an IPA. It didn't really, like, stand out. It wasn't, like, a standout to me.
Yeah, I'm going to lie in bed with both of you on that one, man. 7 points I'm going to give it because it executed on what it was, but nothing too special. Just a lot of hop compounds. And I'm not really a guy that just likes 10 different hops in a beer. Give me 3 or 4. Let me sort through them, identify them. But when you put 5 in a can, unfiltered, makes it real hard to do so. For that, I'll give it a 7, and we'll move forward. What you got next, Chris?
So this next beer, like I said, not a young brewery, but an old brewery trying to do a new thing. And I feel like Straub this year and the last year has came out with all kinds of new beers.
Right.
And this is their Oktoberfest.
Right. And Kristen, we're going to get more into the geographics on this one, but this is their Oktoberfest Elkland. And story behind the label, it is a classic Marzen-style Feist beer. Their Oktoberfest Elkland Lager pays tribute to one of the country's largest free-roaming elk herds located in nearby Benezet, Pennsylvania. Every fall, when leaves change color and elk begin to bulge, the Oktoberfest begins to flow at the Eternal Tap.
We need to go.
Have you heard about the Eternal Tap?
I've heard about it, never been. I feel like it's close enough that I should have made the trip by now.
This sounds awesome. Okay, yeah, so the Eternal Tap. The elk are up there, and then there's beer to go with it.
Right. Go ahead and stick your nose in this one. Let's look at those bubbles. Wow, it came out nice. Pour it well, real well.
Beautiful. Nice beer.
Oh, man, that one good. Has that kind of sweet
nice
malt.
Nice amber.
Kind of smell. What do you smell, Coach? You smell sweetness. Mm. You smell caramel. What are you smelling there?
I like this. It's smooth.
It's smooth. You like that. It's a
and,
nice
and
flavor.
And after the IPA, definitely smooth.
Right. Yeah. Good. Order, Kristen.
Thanks, order guys. And you can smell the hoppy, or not the hoppiness, the maltiness and the sweetness of it right there.
Yep. So what they're calling for is a remarkably balanced beer with just enough rich malt sweetness as hot bitterness. Complemented by notes of dried fruit, Oktoberfest will put you in the mood to celebrate just about anything. So what do you think about that color? You got the smell down pack. What does that look like to you?
Beautiful amber.
You called it on the head, Kristen. Good color. That's what they're calling for. This is 5.7%. So this is going to be probably the lightest of all the beers. That last one was 6.7. And this is 5.7. So you got a percentage lower, but a smoother taste and maybe a more refined taste. What do you think, Coach?
Definitely put you in the mood for fall.
What would you eat with this? Fall food. Give me a fall food pair, or something from the South. Anything.
I would say mac and cheese, but I'd probably eat mac and cheese with anything. So I don't know if that's fair. If I'm going to Clarion River Brewing Company, maybe the buffalo chicken mac and cheese is a pretty.
Oh yeah, that is a fire meal. That is a fire meal. Yeah, man. Absolutely. For everybody tuning in, Best Bleeping Beer Show brought to you by Clarion Beverage for sure. Online, c93radio.com, and our podcast.
Right.
It's up there too.
And right now you're probably listening to 92.7, but tell it to a friend. You can listen to the beer show each and every Friday.
Right, man. But back into this beer we go. Deep delicious. Amber. The aroma is malty and rich with notes of dried fruit and nice and smooth, as Coach has said. So where are you from in the South? You said you're originally from the South. Can you give me some more background information? Where are you from? Where'd you relocate? How'd you get to Clarion?
Why are you here?
You can tell us in the short version. The short version.
Yeah. So grew up in Alabama.
Alabama.
Went to high school in Georgia. Roll Tide.
Georgia.
Roll Tide.
Georgia.
Just put that in there. Went to high school in Georgia. College in Alabama. Grad school in Virginia.
Oh my goodness.
Started working there. Next job was DC area. Next job coaching was New York City. So I moved from New York City to Clarion. A little bit of a difference.
And a lot of people don't know there is a big polar difference from the North and the South. Like New Yorkers and Southerners, it's not a real. If you go down South and ask about New Yorkers, you're going to be like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference. So that's extreme. I'm from South Florida. People don't look at us as the South, but we're like the very, very bottom, you know.
Yeah, I feel like South Florida is people from the north that got tired of the cold and retired and moved down, but
right.
Oh, but the locals, the natives.
There's a few natives out there, you know.
They're there.
That's real cool, man. All the way from the south. So, what are some of your favorite southern foods? Because I'm sure they might pair well with this. I like all my favorites, but go ahead. I'll let you take it away.
I'm gonna go a good barbecue sandwich, mac and cheese, collard greens.
Mm. You called it, Coach. Collard greens, mac and cheese.
Anything homemade by my grandma. Like we do biscuits. I'm a big breakfast person.
Right.
Some bacon and eggs and my grandma's sourdough biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh man, that sounds so good with this beer.
I've never had sourdough biscuits. That sounds incredible.
Delicious. Next level, sounds man. Really next level. Awesome,
it'll put
man.
The pounds on you living in the south.
Sure. Oh, for sure. For
and sweet
sure.
tea with everything where I grew up.
Oh, everything. So, has sweet tea.
And everything is paired with like collard greens and mac and cheese.
Okay, so what's the thing from Western PA that you would bring back to the South?
Ooh, good question.
Thanks.
So the thing that I would not bring is the whole, all the side dishes in the sandwich. You know, like stacking, they put coleslaw and fries and like, they stack up everything. I'm like, those are side dishes. They should be on the side.
I feel you.
I don't quite understand that. I don't like my food to touch. So
what about
I need
fries on the
all
salad?
That stuff. Absolutely not. The thing that I had never had before was pierogies.
Right.
I had no idea what it was, what it tasted like.
You sound like me. Oh, my goodness.
Kind of fell in love with it. I described it to my dad as like a ravioli with mashed potatoes on the inside. Right. And my dad loves both of those things, so now we order plates of them when he comes up to visit.
Yeah, right. I call it like almost like a dumpling. You know, like down in the South, people like their dumplings. You know what I mean? Like chicken and dumplings. So I kind of almost like that's the texture I related to. Makes it easy for me to kind of pass it on to my people.
Okay.
You know, down South, but that's what's up, man.
My other Southern thing is fried okra. Most people up here don't even know what regular okra is, so
man, I can go into a whole nother story about okra. Remember when Jesse and Kaylee, we went over to their garden, they had the okra. I was like,
no
fry
idea.
It. It's like fry it. And that might pair good with Oktoberfest. If you grew some okra, you know somebody that has some late okra, you could beer batter it with this Oktoberfest from Straub, which is a new one they just released, the Elkland Oktoberfest, which is a Marzen we're currently sipping on right now. And yeah, man, it pairs well with all of those dishes we discussed. So if you're trying to get creative, and cook over this weekend, then you definitely might want to grab this Oktoberfest. This is a beer you can cook and drink with. You know what I mean? Because like it's a slow sipper, so you won't burn the food too much. It's when we get into this higher alcohol beer.
Oh, you said cook
beer.
And drink, and I thought you meant like have one while you were cooking.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And then
I'm not wasting it.
I'm not pouring it in the food.
No. We're going to cook and drink with
we
it. This is a lighter one.
We do cook with it. Yeah, man, sometimes. For sure. But okay, so this beer, whenever you walk into Clarion Beverage, it's in the third cooler on your left. You'll see it there right in the middle of all the other Oktoberfest beers. You want to pick this one up. This is the Straub Oktoberfest.
Right.
And support your local breweries because this one's awesome.
Yeah, and priced at $9.25. So you can get a six pack for $9.25, the cheapest of the beers. The first one was the Sierra Nevada, which is priced at $10 for that one. And Kristen just cacked open the can of our next beer we're going to be having. Coach Ashley, head coach of Clarion University basketball coach. I know we're not moving on yet. I'm just letting people know what they're listening to right now in case they just tuned in or hit the dial or something, you know. Got to keep them in the loop. All right.
Yeah, C93 coach. Is where you're at. Best bleeping beer show.
Let's start with you. How do you feel about this beer? Let me get a score.
I'm going to go with an 8. Cool label. Makes me feel like fall. Fall means basketball season's getting closer.
I like that a lot. Okay, Coach, you give it an 8. Kristen, how do you feel about this beer?
Oh, I'm going to give it an 8, too, actually. We're right on the same page. This is a great beer. Yeah. I would have it again. They did a great job on their Oktoberfest.
Yeah, man.
I'm impressed.
I'm going to agree with that. And just some technical specs on the beer. The malt was a German Pilsner, Munich, and Malodin. And their hops were Tradition, Crystal, and Tetnang. The yeast was a North American lager, color amber. And on the IBUs, your international bitterness units, it got 24. You know about the IBUs?
I do not.
So all right.
Educate
IBUs
me.
Is your international bitterness units. And that is pretty much how they judge from 0 to 100. Or some beers, they say, are 1,000 or better. But 0 to 100 is your scale of bitterness. So the lower tier would be like a 7, an 8, and 9. We're at a 24 right now. So this is like still lower tier. And for example, this next one, I'm not sure if we got an IBU on it, but
at I'll the let brewery, you know. Like, you know, when you're looking at the brewer, the signs, it usually has like the alcohol and then another number beside it. That's always the IBU.
Okay. And we're going lower IBU taste.
Lower
like
IBU, less hoppy, less bitter.
Okay.
Like less bitter kind of flavor.
Right.
And then the higher the number, the more bitter of the beer. But sometimes you go to like, drink like one that's like 68 IBU, like some of the double IPAs, things like that, might rate that high, but they might not necessarily taste that bitter. It's kind of wacky. We don't know if it really.
Yeah, but pretty much it's just trying to say which beer is more bitter than the next. If you, you know, from looking at a can, you might look at something, it might look super light and refreshing, but be like a 70 IBU. But if you like those hoppier, higher alcohol percentage beers, then the IBU won't really faze you much. You know, like once you get into like the 9-10% range, it's like IBUs out the window because they're going to be hopped up. But what's up, Kristen? What are we going to next?
This is it. This is the next beer, the last beer, and it's the Nitro. It is the pumpkin. I don't know. I kind of handed the can to you, so.
Yeah, it's the Pumpkin Nitro from Southern Tier.
Okay, Southern Tier beer.
Where's Southern Tier from, Kristen? You remember?
It is from New York.
Upstate New York. Yeah,
near man. Jamestown.
Yeah, man. Real
and,
cool.
And this one, I was told that you like dark beers, and I thought this was a Nitro. I didn't know if it was dark, but it's not. It doesn't look dark, so I'm not sure what this is.
Yeah, it's a Nitro Imperial Pumpkin Ale. Imperial, that means they doubled down.
Oh, so it's a double pumpkin ale.
Oh, yeah, it's a double pumpkin ale.
Oh, I thought I was getting a porter. I don't know what
I was you're getting
thinking.
A porter? Well, you're ramped up. What do you stick your nose in there? What do you smell?
My bad. It smells like a pumpkin pie, like you're in pumpkin.
It smells like the pumpkin candle from Bath & Body that's sitting inside my front door right now.
Really?
It's
okay. So you're familiar with the scent, obviously.
Right, yeah, man. Yeah,
and
man.
It's a beautiful color. It's like a real bright yellow golden. It's not what I expected at all, of course.
No, 8.6% Imperial Ale brewed with ale yeast, two different varieties of hops, and two different malts, pumpkin and spices.
This might be my favorite one.
This is really good.
You like this one? And this is going
to
give it to you.
I was so nervous to try it.
This is going to give it to you with the alcohol. And how do you feel about it, Coach? Let's start with you.
I said this might be my favorite one of the three.
You like that?
Definitely smells like fall, tastes like fall. Mm. I'm not the pumpkin coffee person. I'm more just like drink it black. But I feel like people who drink the pumpkin spice lattes and that kind of thing, this would be their beer. This would be their go-to.
Yeah, and a cool thing about that is it's not hitting on the sugar sweet reference. It tastes you taste the spices, the cinnamon and the pumpkin spice they
definitely
may have used
in definitely the spice. That's what it is.
You taste the spice without the sugar.
Well, that's why I was a little bit nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I got a double pumpkin ale. Is this going to be so sweet? First sip, it's a nice ale within the refreshing like pumpkin aftertaste.
Yeah, man.
It's really well balanced.
8.6%. So dialed up alcohol and surprisingly not as bitter as these pumpkin beers tend to get. When you get into the high alcohol percentage range, you know, I down mine.
I also think that the Nitro might like smooth
it out
the beer.
Anything on Nitro is going to be good.
It's always going to be better. Have you ever had a cold coffee on Nitro at like a nice coffee shop?
Yes.
Gosh, it's so nice.
Smooth. I don't usually drink cold coffee drinks, but if somebody has it on Nitro, I'll go for it.
And, it's so good.
Coach, you hit on a key note there. This was carbonated using nitrogen instead of CO2, which gives it a creamy texture. So it gives it a creamier texture than if it was carbonated on CO2. So isn't that
like,
real cool?
Yeah, it's like an alcoholic piece of pie.
Man. Yeah, carbonated with nitrogen. Did it cascade when you poured it?
Oh, yeah. Well, if I would have done this into a pint glass, this would have been so beautiful. But I was breaking it down. On my first pour, though, it was a really nice cascade. Again, this beer, when you walk into Clarion Beverage, in our main Oktoberfest cooler, the third cooler is dedicated to all these beers. And this one comes in a little box, a bright orange box, and you can't miss it.
Yeah.
It is the Pumpkin Nitro Imperial Pumpkin Ale from Southern Tier.
We had the regular pumpkin. We had the regular one, but this is the revised version. We had the regular pumpkin on a previous episode, but this is the revised version. And this is a 4-pack, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah, look at this.
Kristen, is that a 4-pack?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
so I just poured the end of it into my glass, and right. the waterfall effect of the beer, beautiful.
Yeah, it cascaded.
It is.
So.
It's a 4-pack, but it comes in a tall can.
Yeah.
So it's a tall can 4-pack, super Halloween-y themed. And you're right. I think, is this the best beer for the show? It might be.
Yeah, man. $13.50 for the 4-pack at Clarion Beverage. Stop down to your local distributor. Do you go into the upper beer cooler, Coach? Have you been up into like the...
Don't tell my players, but I've been there occasionally.
Right.
But you know to like get out of your car, go up to the upper like craft cooler. Then we got the downstairs coolers. We have a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be the person walking in getting a plain light beer.
Right. Okay.
I like
there you
that.
Go. That's all we need to know.
You know, I'm gonna go for something a little more creative. Something, you know, the seasonal's always good. If I'm not getting out of my car because it's too cold in the winter, I'm just asking for some Guinness and sitting right. in the car with the heat
I
on.
I like that.
You know, the other thing is you're someone that likes to take care of your body. You know the importance of that. A lot of the times whenever you're drinking these craft beers, you're taking in, you know, more higher quality grains and malts and hops that go into this stuff than some of those larger beer companies. So, like, that's also something to take into account whenever you're looking at switching to craft beer.
And
you know,
and
it's going to be better
yeah.
for you. It's better quality.
And lower calorie.
Right. Less GMO stuff. And usually they like work with like more local farms. So another stuff. Reason to drink craft beer. That, and we're always recommending people to order a keg from Clarion Beverage.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Or Clarion River Brewing. I mean, yeah. You could probably order a keg there. I don't
yeah,
know how
mechanistic.
That works.
We are kind of like the little
beer capital.
We want
people to have
capital.
Parties again. You know what I mean? Like, with their friends, and like, people get together.
I don't want
do
any of my
together.
Players to go
not
to those.
Those people. We're not saying college parties. Right. We're saying older people that don't right, get right, get right. out much anymore. We're saying, right. you know... You can get together with
to drink
your neighbor.
Responsibly.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm all about the getting together with your friends, but I love going downtown Main Street in Clarion.
Yeah.
You know, there's a group of coaches. We all That's we all true. Hang out. We spend a decent amount of time down there. A lot of us in mug clubs or sitting outside at Mechanistic. Got to take advantage of these last few.
Oh,
few weekends
yeah, for
of
sure.
nice weather.
For sure, Coach. For sure.
Actually, speaking of Mechanistic, bring your own food this weekend. So go and support other local businesses.
Right.
Get your food from Daddy's or wherever, and you can go down to Mechanistic tonight and Saturday night. So
yeah, for
that's
sure,
something to look forward
man.
To.
Awesome. And some last notes, Coach, about the season. When does it kick off? What's the first game?
First home game is Wednesday, November 13th. We have West Liberty University coming in. Perennial top 25 school will really test us to see where we're at right. early on. We open up on the road the weekend before. We're out like Philadelphia area. We've got a few players on our roster from that area, so we're going to try to get back home,
okay.
Get a good away crowd out there. But then we have five straight home games. So starting on November 13th, five straight home games. Leading up to, I think the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we play a day game. So anybody who's in town for Thanksgiving holiday, day game on the Wednesday before.
We'll probably definitely be in town and we'll attend.
Yeah, we just need to get their schedule hung up right here on on the wall so you guys can talk about it on the air, you know?
Yeah, man, for sure. We look forward to doing some coverage.
You know what we like about going to the games, especially in the wintertime, is it's a nice break from being indoors, maybe even stuck inside. Whatever, you go in the gym, it's nice and warm, you get to relax, and you have great entertainment. And it's a back-to-back usually with the men's team as well.
Moving into a new building.
The new building.
We need everybody to come check it out. You know, I think we've always had a great product and maybe not the best packaging. But
right.
now we've got... a great team, a great men's team that usually follows us up in the doubleheaders. And moving back into Tippin, super exciting. Ready for everybody to see all the new stuff,
the
fan experience.
Tell me the highlight. New gym. What's up? What are we looking forward to?
So great video boards, a lot of content.
Wow.
I think it'll show a little bit more off-the-court personality with our team. the fan experience will just be so much better from the time you walk in the door to the concessions to just everything about the building. For our team, new locker room, new weight room, new offices for us. So just exciting all the way around.
Right, getting what you deserve. Super excited about that, man. Looking forward to the season. Awesome, Coach. So before we conclude, let's get your score on this last one here. The Pumpkin Nitro from Southern Tier. Let me get a score from you.
I'm going to go with a 9, my favorite one of the day.
Right. How do you feel, Chris?
I'm going to go with an 8.
You're going to go with an 8?
It was great. This is awesome beer.
Right. And I'll lock in with you on that, Kristen, and give it an 8. So we're going to go ahead and revise these beers. The first one we started out with was the Little Something Hazy IPA from Sierra Nevada. That beer got 7 points straight across the board. Coach Ashley, myself, and Kristen gave it 21 total. Then from there, we move forward to the Oktoberfest Elkland, the Stroud Brewery Oktoberfest Marzen beer. Yeah, the Marzen style. Coach, you gave it 8. Kristen, you gave it 8. And I gave it 8, which was 24 points.
Overall, a great Oktoberfest.
Yeah, man, awesome beer.
Exciting that Straub, you know, changing some traditions and doing new things.
Yeah,
love
man,
it.
Super exciting. And then we closed out with the one we just had, which was the Pumpkin Imperial Pumpkin Ale Nitro. So, yeah, man, smoother texture. Coach, you gave it 9. Kristen, you gave it 8. I gave it an 8. That's 25 points, which is the winner of today's Best Bleeping Beer Show. And the prices on those, the Straub is $9.25, Pumpkin Nitro $13.50, Sierra Nevada $10 at Clarion Beverage.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, man. And thank you so much, Coach, for being the first episode of College Month.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, super excited. Appreciate you taking the invitation. We've been plotting on this for a while. This has been like 2-3 months in the making, but it just finally all came together.
Right. And now we know that you like beer and you like drinking on the radio, you're probably going to be invited back. So.
Oh, yeah,
I would definitely come back. Maybe I can talk another coach into coming back with me next
time. For sure, that would be awesome. Bring them on board. We'd love to have them. So there you have it, College Edition, Episode 1. Coach Jaina Ashley of Clarion University, head coach, Clarion University Women's Basketball.
Again, the listeners, what is the first date we can go and see you guys play?
First home game, Wednesday, November 13th, 6 o'clock in New Tippin. Come check us out.
In New Tippin.
Yes.
It's happening. Okay.
It's happening.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for the Best Bleeping Beer Show. Last call.